Music, from NPR Music. This is a special broadcast and webcast from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. I'm Bob Boylan. South by Southwest is the world's largest indie music festival and conference with almost 2,000 bands converging on Austin over 4 days. We're here to bring you some of those performances along with our partner stations, WFUV in New York, KEXP in Seattle, The Current in Minneapolis, WXPN in Philadelphia, and KUT. Joining me tonight is Carrie Brownstein. She's a musician, a writer for the NPR music blog Monitor Mix, and David Brown, host of Texas Music Matters at KUT here in Austin. Carrie, look on stage. What do you see? Stephen Thompson. Is it what we see?
All right, looks like Stephen is going to give the intro.
I want to let everybody know that all three of tonight's shows will be webcast, broadcast, archived, and podcast at nprmusic.org. So pull out your personal devices and Twitter your friends. I want to thank all of our partner stations, KUT in Austin, KEXP in Seattle, The Current in Minneapolis, St. Paul, WFUV in New York, and WXPN in Philadelphia. Also, of course, want to thank all three bands on tonight's bill, the Decemberists, the Avett Brothers, and please give the warmest possible welcome for the Heartless Bastards.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel old, pain to the things I used to, cause I feel old.
Can I get a little more vocal too?
I'm trying to live out.
How's everybody doing out there? All right. This is a title track to our new album. It's called The Mountain.
Sitting on our tongues, and then we're
have to worry more about the winter. When you see the smoke, there's fire. 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 And the space to know the wind is coming down. Take it on now. Oh, yeah. Take that feeling and leave it far behind. They took everything in sight, and then we got it back again. Oh, I am the fire. Mars drifted out into a place I cannot find. When the days go by, searching all the time. Oh, I was searching out, searching out. Thank you.
excited to be here at South By. This next song is called Out at Sea.
Up and headed to the city of light to escape from pain and for thrills. I walked around through the bottom of the ocean. I took a deep breath there and drank through my gills. And I was searching for the mystery I was on to. I've been sinking underneath the paper skies I blew. Oh, rip another day out of
up next, Avett Brothers.
Wow. The Heartless Bastards. We're here at Stubbs. I'm Bob Boylan, Stubbs Barbecue in Austin, Texas at the South by Southwest Music Festival. I'm here with Gary Brownstein and David Brown. Wow. That's a terrific show.
It was amazing. I had never seen that band live before. I've always liked the records, and they just really blew me away. They blew my face off, as I started to say. That's the first time I'm going to say that, but hopefully not the last. That's the best part about coming to South by Southwest, is when a band does that.
You know, she has a terrific voice, and I think that's one of the most distinctive elements of this band. She has a really road-weary, weathered sound that's bluesy at the same time. It's funny because they used a lot of interesting instruments up here tonight. They had a steel guitar player. They had a sort of a cast of characters. We were trying to figure out who the fourth and fifth members of this band were, because we know that it's Erica Winterstrom, who's the only original member of the band.
And
we
She's also a have heart and soul, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave Colvin was the original drummer of the band. They went through a lot of band changes, member changes. And Jesse Ebaugh, who was a bassist, who has returned to the band. That's the core of this band. But overall, what a massive, massive sound. And I mean, it was sludgy, wasn't it? Sort of MC5, a little bit of Led Zeppelin in there.
She certainly got that Robert Plant thing, and that's just great by me.
Yeah, I think as long as a band can deliver live, to me that's the testament of a great band. And this was someone whose voice is made for a live venue like this. And we're out under this, you know, gorgeous Austin night. It's, you know, clear skies, and everybody in the audience just seemed pretty transfixed by the performance. And I mean, her voice is mesmerizing, like you said.
And, you know, we're going to claim her as Austin's.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that there are going to be people in Ohio that are going to get really angry about this. But Erica has recently moved her. Their latest album is just been released. It's called The Mountain. And it's produced by Mike McCarthy. And that name may be familiar to some listeners. Mike is a producer of Spoon, which is from Austin, Texas.
Right.
I'm not sure of the reasons
behind.
And he
used to live in Ohio. I mean,
is that right? I didn't realize that.
From,
oh, there we go. All right. Well,
Ohio.
There are obvious connections there. So clearly she's come down here to be a part of his machinings. And I think that what he's actually added to this band, and perhaps if you've heard some of their earlier albums, you pick up on this, is a kind of a traditionalist, southern fried, country fried sound. Don't you think that's true? I mean,
I do think that's true. I think when they started out, I felt like they were more akin to just a blues kind of R&B, and I feel like they've kind of found a more distinct sound, or they always possess that, but it's being brought to the surface so much more.
Well, that's what people used to say, that they were a lot like the Black Keys, but this didn't sound like the Black Keys.
No,
at all.
It sure
no,
didn't.
But that's lazy. Come on. They're both from Ohio. They're both on Fat Possum.
Yeah, okay.
Two great bands, but come on.
True.
So what we have coming up.
I know.
What we have coming up, of course, is the Avett Brothers, and this is going to be a good night because...
Well, you know, the Avett Brothers, hey, look, they've really kind of turned country music on its head. They're basically, at their core, a bluegrass band, but they play with a Ramones-style attitude. and it's a really unique sound, and one that, you know, is probably more unique than anything from that side of the musical genre that we've seen in the past 10, 20 years.
And that's coming right up. You're listening to coverage of South by Southwest from NPR Music.